So welcome everyone to Satsang. Thank you for resting. Thank you for bringing your awareness within into the mystery that we all are, into that pure potentiality that's so sparkling and resting. So everything is welcome here. Each one of us is the vast, benevolent, open space that everything is coming home to. So feel free to share what you're noticing, what touches you. When you share what you notice, you allow us to draw our awareness there as well. The movement of awareness is informed by an incredibly subtle supreme intelligence, just drawing its awareness to what is, to the infinite nature of what is. So to speak, you just unmute yourself with star 6, and then when it feels complete, star 6 again. So maybe I'll talk a little bit about compassion. Hopefully other folks aren't having problems with unmuting themselves today.
So Pamela, it's Kate.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, just to test that, if we could maybe have Richard try to unmute himself, just to make sure.
Yeah, Rich, could you do that? Just press star 6 so we know it's working.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what's happening, but what I will...
You can just unmute everyone and then mute folks again. Maybe that will wake up that server.
Okay. Okay, so I will go ahead and try to unmute everyone at this time. Hello.
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 Okay.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome, everyone. We're going to go ahead and mute you all again.
Hello.
Okay, thank you, everyone. And maybe we could try that again. Rich, could you unmute yourself?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And,
great. You're coming in a little funky, but at least we can
yes,
hear you there.
Okay, am I clear?
Yeah, you are now, yes.
Okay. So each of us is the entire benevolent, spacious emptiness. And each of us accepts the power of everyone else, the total spontaneous creative power of everyone. And each of us lets everyone else all the way in total trust and love and safety.
Do you hear us? Pamela?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Do you hear us, Pamela?
Yes, I can hear you, love.
Oh, okay. Did you hear what Rich was just saying?
I did. It was beautiful, Satsang.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess all systems are functioning.
Yes.
Sandra, by the way.
I know. Welcome, dear.
I love you.
Much, much love. So I wanted to talk a little bit about our function as sages, each one of us have been given the gift of noticing what is, of relaxing back prior to the role play, prior to the convincing appearances of surface reality, though they're also animated by love. And it's such a gift that life has given itself. It gave the gift of role play, of Shakespeare, and also of the return back to our naturalness, an informed naturalness now. Having played the game, we can report that all is well. Behind all role play is the constancy, this warm-hearted life that animates everything. So compassion is, you know, it's been made into something by the mind and maybe a something to do. But it's actually who we are. Anything sages go on and on about is what we are. Yeah? So I just wanted to just be curious a little bit about compassion. So compassion is like anything else, like life itself. It will color itself. It will wear different robes. And yet its nature is this sensitivity, this noticing, this being touched. And that happens all throughout the day. And it might be interpreted by the mind as something other. Even stress, you know, if you stick with it, and follow it down into its roots, it's born of a caring. And oddly enough, the caring, that deep love of what is and love for all that is, because it carries the universe, the omniverse, formlessly, as soon as it comes into form, it also wants to do it physically, emotionally, and mentally. So that's where stress is born from. So just noticing that compassion is not just what it appears to be. It's not just a big, warm, spacious embrace. It's also all the strange little movements during the day. The worrying for friends who are going through challenges, or the being devastated by what's happening somewhere in the world, or even compassion for our own bodies if they're aging or not feeling well. So it's beautiful to notice that compassion also has many flavors, many ways it expresses itself. Not just compassion with a capital C, but an ordinary, everyday. And I just also, for some reason, I want to speak a little bit about the awake asleep idea. It's nonsense. You know, definitely there's when you're in role play or you feel beset, I like these words, beleaguered. There's a natural longing for freedom. But what the awake asleep thing has become laminated in the spiritual culture as a future event. And there's lots of ideas about it, but who you are is never awake, never asleep. So then any striving or monitoring for remaining identification or reactivity can rest. Now that's really the final teachings. Now a lot of gatherings will talk a lot about awakening and they're very popular, and it's actually not very popular to hear that there's no awake or asleep. It's if the mind feels its golden carrot is being taken away. But really what those two words point to is that we moved away from our naturalness, and we let the identified mind direct innocence, presence. We let the defenses interact rather than this openness. And that's role play, and the gift of it is that you are now informed. The compassion that you are is now informed about the nature of role play, how it uses every polarity to express itself. Like a good Shakespearean actor, it will just use everything. Yeah? And there's no judgment about role play or the return back to naturalness. But there's an evident noticing the suffering between the two. So anyhow, just that. Bowing to each one of us is neither awake nor asleep. Yet, just something natural, something life itself. And we never moved away from that. Life just put on a costume and played a role. And it didn't mind. That was fun for a while. So, enough of this view. Love to hear what you're up to, what you're noticing. So just to unmute yourself, *6.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
It's Ophelia.
Ophelia, welcome.
Thank you. First of all, I just wanted to talk about noticing when I was about to press *6, my whole body is just completely nervous. Very, I don't know if it's because I'm worried about the judgment of others listening or if I'm just afraid I'm not going to communicate properly, but it's almost like my body goes through this on a daily basis where it doesn't feel like it's coping very well with stress or it's anxiety. And sometimes I come to this place where I don't feel like my body can handle it. Like right now, my nervous system, everything in my being is just trembling.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So we quickly want to show stress and those protections, their true nature. Would that be all right?
I would love that.
Yes, yes, yes. We want peace in the kingdom or the queendom. So in this moment, just thank fear and the trembling and the worry in the mind for trying to protect.
It feels like my heart is going to jump out of my body. I can actually feel it beating in my back.
Oh, gosh. And just say, it's safe, it's safe. Just speaking with friends here, it's safe.
Okay, now emotion is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the emotion is overwhelming.
Yeah, but that's all right. Just say, welcome, welcome. Just something is just ripe for opening. So it's actually very safe. It's like something just wants to return back and open. It's safe, it's safe. Maybe this is how a rose might feel, just as it's about to unfurl.
I feel calmer now, much calmer.
There you go.
I think my body just liked that. My body just needed some reassurance.
Yes, yes. And you're the resident sage, so I'm just, you know, just back up. So just in this moment, just thank the body for noticing what is. How wise you are to notice. It's safe here. It's safe.
Okay, I feel like a little calmer now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I notice in many situations in my life this arises, and I guess I just don't feel safe.
Yeah, it's not you, sweetie. It's the body-mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and since you're very aware and know your truth... Sorry, that's the guard dog. No different than in our bodies, right? Barking.
Yeah.
So just thanking all that for protecting you.
Okay.
Thank you for protecting all these years.
I have an impatient part or aspect that wants to just feel the safety and feel the calm in all situations.
Okay, yeah. And just honor that wisdom as well. It's saying, oh, it's all great knowing it from the nose up, but I want to kinesthetically feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just saying, yes, yes, yes. How wise you are.
In my body right now, I can feel, actually it feels very alive, and there's a lot of, it just feels very nice in the back of my heart.
Beautiful, and let's go visit that, because it's inviting you into a deeper rest.
Okay. It's like it wants me to acknowledge that, yes, you are safe.
That's it. Like, that's all it ever wanted to know, that little alarm. That's all it ever was asking.
Feels very lovely.
Yeah, once you function as the sage, which is kindness and clarity and reassurance, then everything can rest.
Pamela, I feel like I do it 1,000 times a day.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes, I do. It's almost like, is that normal that I am constantly, as things arise, I'm like constantly just having that voice inside of me say, everything's okay, you're okay. Sometimes I'll have moments of just so much compassion for the self in this state.
Yeah.
I guess my frustration is that it keeps arising. Like, how many times do I have to think it?
Yes, I agree with the frustration. There must be something simpler. Yes, yes, yes. And just going into the right side of the chest for a minute, Ophelia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just being curious about the space in the right side of the chest.
Like my whole body could live there. It's very spacious.
That's it. So just imagine an image of your body just going in there and resting, moving in, so to speak. your new abode.
That's very nice. I think I'm going to move in there.
Okay, good. Yeah, that just you keeping your awareness there for a little bit, just right now,
mm-hmm.
will help the body and the everybody unwind. And ask the body mind what it needs in order to feel safe forever, with only occasional moments of uh-oh. What does it need?
It just wants, I think, to know that it has this place.
Okay.
So since I'm feeling this in my body, then that's true. I do have a place to go within.
Very good. And just confirming that a few times.
He wants to know what to do when the external things occur in life. Can it just easily enter?
All right. Now, ask it, would it be satisfied with coming and going? Or does it want to live whatever is in that right side of the chest? Would it like to just be that rather than entering and exiting?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's it. Because otherwise we're back in the same boat, so to speak. So just in this moment, honor the body mind. Just this amazing musical instrument that plays every song. And ask it to look behind its idea of itself. Find everyone else's idea of who it is.
There's like this chuckle about the whole thing.
Very good.
Like it just, there's a, yeah, like just a gentle laugh about all of the ideas.
Yeah.
This feels more, it feels bigger than those ideas.
Yes, yes. And ask it, can you live there, since that's really where you live?
Yes.
Yeah, so also the body and the mind are also presence, stillness. Really taking a moment to honor everything is made of stillness.
I can physically feel in my body this right side. It's like this cavern, this cave. Mm-hmm. It's very powerful. It feels very, I think my body just really wanted some acknowledgement.
Yes, and it wanted to know its true nature, because otherwise it's a little worried object,
mm-hmm.
that's being pushed through time and space by the mind that's telling it to do stuff all the time.
It reminds me of when you spoke of like the abused animal that is hiding under the bed, or just, you know, how would you treat a little abused puppy? You'd of course be so kind to it. So
yeah, so it can also remember its naturalness. It's We could say fearlessness, but that sounds rather grand, but it's natural courage. It's willingness to be here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pamela.
I really want to thank you, Ophelia, for relaxing that for everyone on the call and across the globe.
Yay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, dear, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yes.
Pamela?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. It's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome.
Thank you. So this last beautiful interaction that you just had really, oh my goodness, I noticed very, very deep that it's like a shock, like a primordial shock being, you know, pulled out and having difficulty. I mean, I can go back home and I can rest, but it's like the space somehow has become smaller and the shock was so great. And
yeah.
I think it's been awakened even, you know, more in a sense that I've had like, you know, six people in my family die, you know, in the last 2 years. And some of it was due to shock. And I had a life-death experience, and it was the greatest blessing in my life. But it happened in a shock.
Yes.
So I'm feeling that that sense of shock is what seemingly has made it. Like by not acknowledging it or not noticing it, then it's like Band-Aid instead of really just doing it or being it or whatever.
Yeah, being with it. Yes, very true. So let's see if it needs anything in this moment.
I guess there's like a question, like, if there was the shock to pull me out of the body, I guess the thought is that it wasn't safe to be in. So I can't go back.
Yeah, but just thank thought, because thought likes to interpret for awareness, and awareness doesn't need interpretive services.
Thank you.
Yeah. So just see in this moment, would everything like to return to its naturalness, relaxed, open, rooted and strong?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And just inside a few times, just yes, yes, yes. You can, if you like, just reassuring everything. It's safe to be here. It's safe.
And I know it's silly, but how do I address the question, well, why? Not why to be here, but why that shock?
Well, just tell the mind we'll get back to it in a moment. But we're right now being with the body, present
yes.
as the body. And just really honoring the natural courage of the body-mind. Just sensitive and resilient. We really overlook how resilient it is.
Yes.
Yeah, and just a few times, just honoring that within. And inviting the body to look into its essence rather than its role or its form or the known. So we're just inviting it to look behind the scenes or into its essence. And what does it notice or feel?
You know, joy and, you know, dancing, innocence, you know, just wanting to play.
Yes, dancing, joy, innocence. Wanting to play, and just take a few moments to cherish that or adore that or express devotion and gratitude in your own way. Here is the unconditioned, even under conditioning or deep within, is the unconditioned. The free one. And just inviting it to just root and live this that it really is. You're just inviting it. It's already gleaned all the wisdom and the noticing from the role play from the past, and now it can rest. Just be as it is. Would that be all right?
Absolutely.
Yay. So this is, for me, the gift from Papaji of to look within, approach everything with devotion and gratitude. The reason he invited all his friends to do that was because it liberates the body-mind of the past. So that even the instrument can know itself as presence, as stillness. Is life. And then there's a great celebration in the cells because they're going, oh, yay!
Great.
thank you, love.
You were saying something?
I was just thanking you. Can you hear me? Is that Patricia?
Yes, I do hear you.
Okay, love. Well, thank you for that amazing satsang.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Bless okay,
you.
Dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Pamela?
Yes.
Charlie from Berkeley.
Welcome, dear.
I have to say that your beginning speaking about compassion was getting clearer and clearer. It was like from a dense or unclarity or fog to more and more clarity.
Wonderful.
And it almost feels like a baptism. I mean, it feels like a real, jumping in the water and immersing oneself in the way you spoke about compassion was something about me then could relax and just. I was listening. There was a guy speaking. He's a chaplain, a Zen chaplain, and he just came from, in his story, from someone who died. And it was obviously, he could do nothing about it, and they were dead. And he says he usually goes home and sits to sort of clear things up. And then he was sitting, and all of a sudden he was feeling so alive. And he realized, I'm alive. That body was dead.
Yes.
And just that aliveness. And lately I've been feeling this just aliveness.
Oh.
Not to do with anything, but just that life.
Yeah, life is enjoying itself.
Yeah, yeah. So I just wanted to thank you. And everything, it seems like there's this, everything keeps moving along. Then when you spoke about devotion and gratitude, something else just, that's the way to nourish one's soul.
Oh, beautifully said.
Yeah,
so true. Our conditioning, so to speak, or our habit in the culture is not to honor ourselves. And certainly not to honor the body. So as soon as that devotion turns around and includes its own embodiment, wow, beauty happens.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie. Hello.
Hi, Pamela. This is Therese.
Hi, Therese. Welcome.
Thank you. It's really, really beautiful to be in the field with you again and with everybody else. It just feels really good. As I've just listened, I've just felt things unwinding and melting back toward home. I did want to spend some time and invite in the friends of guilt and regret and remorse.
Wonderful.
It feels really personal, but also very familial. And the sense is there's a holding around the upper throat area in the base of the skull, and this sort of weight, like these hands on the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing down and okay. The word.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
And the word. Yeah, it's like it's seeking a permission, but it's like a little fist or a little part that's closing in on itself, hunched inward.
Yeah, and can you just let it know it's welcome here?
that all beings are welcome here in Satsang.
There's such a beauty and compassion in that, and as that kind of sinks into the body mind, there's a feeling in the solar plexus area.
And see if it would like to know its true nature, because that's the resolution it's seeking. The idea is that there will be some resolution in the world and some amends, and there might be that as well. But the resolution it's seeking is an unshakable resolution.
Right. Yeah, it so wants to do right, you know, that it... And it's interesting to kind of feel into it and talk at the same time. There's sort of almost a static, not quite grounding in, a little separation going on there.
Yeah, and just think whatever it is that's trying to protect you from it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's big energy.
Yeah.
That wanting to protect and kind of mute it for protection is a really big energy.
Yes, absolutely. It's our divine strength. So just to tell the protection, your strength is welcome here.
Mm-hmm. That too is welcome, yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you had that, the strength of mountains and elephants, and that's what is animating all the protection, is the immeasurable strength.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. Yeah, I don't think I've ever experience like that. It's still there, so it's kind of hard to. But the beauty of that, a mechanism of separation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even that is protective.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all, you know, it's all devotion under pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're just bowing. Oh, my God, thank you for all this devotion.
Yeah.
But the sage, it's sort of like a sage, if all of a sudden a sage had, you know, 101 attendants.
Uh-huh.
The sage would sort of say, you know, thank you for the devotion. The devotion is exquisite. You're beautiful. I'm very, very touched. And you all should go back to your lives. Bring this devotion to your community. So we're just inviting this devotion to just rest as its essence. Here, if it's protection, its essence is strength. I think that there's such beauty in what you're bringing to Satsang, because natural regret, all that, that's very, it's the mature sage.
Yeah.
You can even bow to that.
Mm.
Natural regret is welcome here. And guilt can also remember its innocence.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to come home.
Yeah.
So nobody gets fired, they just return to their essence, their divine quality, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a pulsing, like a deeper pulsing around the heart area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like waves. There's waves pulsing, moving, mm-hmm. spreading through the system.
Yeah. It's so amazing, the gifts we give when something liberates itself. The gifts we're given. A, we give the gifts to begin with of our full attention, of what we call satsang, the kindness and clarity. But then when something comes out of its form or its function, it gifts us back. And here is the thank you from the phenomena, from the servant. This rippling, pleasurable presence of thank you, thank you.
Yeah. It's so amazing to feel the kind of merging of sadness and sweetness, you know. This like little voice saying, I feel so bad, I feel so bad.
And just ask it if it would like to know and live its original innocence.
Yeah, and I can, yeah, I get that too. There is that.
So if anything, one way to speak of it would be harmfulness is saying, I feel so bad, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
And ask it if it can look behind all that. It was just survival strategies into its essential harmlessness. Like the conditioning apparently harmed. But behind the scenes, there's just this natural longing to be harmless. Just to that, yes, yes, yes. Harmlessness is welcome here. And discernment, you know, it's not going to be a warm, fuzzy harmlessness without street smarts. It's discerning.
Yeah.
Like a retired warrior that has seen it all and chooses peace.
Yeah, and why would the sage... What? Hang on one second. Hang on a second. Just that sense of the sage, like why would the sage want to then continue on that harm, you know?
Yeah, but it's beautiful. It's like the old, like the knights of old bringing their weapons to be blessed.
Yeah.
Here we're blessing harmlessness.
Yeah.
I mean, harmfulness, which is, its true nature is harmless. So just letting it lay all its burdens down, all its weapons down, all its strategies, prickles. Yes, 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 yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, and the image that's unfolding as you say that is beautiful altar, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Very beautiful weapons, you know, just the form is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think of a sword cutting through truth and a sword, you know, and an arrow cutting through the heart.
Mm-hmm.
The same tool that they've just been used for that. Not the wrong purpose, but just a purpose that they can be used for another purpose.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Mhm. And there's just this beautiful sense of like the hand opening and just very carefully and lovingly laying down these beautiful mechanisms. And yeah, and with no regret, you know.
That's just true. Once you relax into that deep, natural, respectful regret, it also can relax back into just peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Pamela.
Oh, thank you, dear. Beautiful satsang.
Thank you.
Hello, Pamela?
Yes.
Hi, it's Brendan.
Hey, Brendan.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
Oh, you're resting. Just, you are resting.
Yeah, I just got a blast. Yes, so I wanted to talk about how I've entered a new phase of life. I'm a householder now, and Christine and I have two small boys.
I remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really young, the 3-year-old and a 10-month-old. And, you know, I love them so much, and I just feel like my priorities have shifted now, or this internal wanting to, you know, take care of them and provide for them and their needs and financially provide for them. And this has kind of led to a resurgence in a lot of doing. And it seems, you know, in a way kind of counterproductive, because in this doing, I almost feel like I'm taking myself further away from them, and I feel conflicted because I'm doing things for them, but then that time or that doingness creates a bit of a gap between us, or physically takes me away from them. So,
Yeah.
So I just kind of am feeling some. I'm not sure how to navigate this well, or to be.
But just honor both movements as born of love, just for a moment. Though they appear to be distinct, they're both born of love. And if it resonates, you could invite love to find a way to gift your boys with all their needs without you moving away from them so much. Because love, needs to say, is unlimited, and then it gets filtered through the limitation app in the head. So we're just inviting this, that love truly and deeply, to also bring balance to ways that you can support your sons and your family and Christine. And what do you notice, Brendan?
I'm getting this feeling inside like, the actions and the doing is not enough.
That's what the I is reporting?
Yes, like from the perspective of the doing cannot do it all.
Oh, that's good news that it's noticing that.
Yeah, because it's yeah.
And just confirm, yes, 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 how wise you are.
Mm-hmm. And that's where this feeling of kind of counterproductiveness is coming up. Like it's the more doing and the more trying, the less it's being effective or working or.
Mm-hmm. And it also obscures the felt sense of oneness with your darling sons.
Yes, it does. Like, yeah, that's part of it is the connection. You know, I feel like I don't have as much strong of a connection with them as I want to.
Okay. Yeah, so then we soothe the doer and the separation app.
Mm-hmm.
Just inviting them nearer rather than banishing them. And just thanking them for trying to serve, get it right.
Yeah, I'm just having, it's good. I'm getting some clarity around some opportunities that are presenting themselves in the world.
Oh, super, super.
Yeah.
And also, as sages, and I know you're a remarkable sage, one of our talents is a being with those we love from a distance, so to speak. Meaning in the old days, caves did, you know, sages, they had their cave, but they probably didn't have a donkey or an airplane or a train or to go visit the ones they loved. So they would just throughout the day, or even Robert Adams said, whoever you're working with or wanting to support, thinking of them before you go to sleep at night, and the transmission will just start flowing. But also just when you are away from your darlings, just bowing to them inside, and they'll feel your presence. And I know you know this, we're just reminders of what is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt them. There they are. Baby Buddhas.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
And honor the love and the devotion in yourself that wants the best for them.
Mm-hmm.
Really honoring that, because then it also blooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have this mischievous invocation I'd like to share with you.
Please do.
So we all notice human prosperity comes and goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But divine prosperity is constant, meaning the bounty of life itself. So if it resonates, sometimes when you're resting or
driving or whatever, just invoke divine prosperity is welcome here. And it has a tendency to affect positive flow in a good way.
Yeah, I feel good about that. I'm just noticing that there is some seeking behind this doing.
That resonates, doesn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do see some goodness, like, in what I'm trying to do. Like, right now I went back to school part-time to get my master's degree in an attempt to, you know, be of better service in the world. And I feel like that was a divine guidance and
mm-hmm.
right. But I also know that I have a tendency to want to achieve things, and that's part of that's part of the motivation, but it can get, the seeking gets in there too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a wanting to serve, and then there's the doer and the seeker energies are of course they're bound up in it, and maybe it's just I'm having a hard time discerning it or allowing it to be there.
Being so clear, because they're just they want to serve, and they're asking you, do you need us?
Mm-hmm.
So here's this natural longing to serve, a natural resonance with achievement. That's all natural, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Humans call it, you know, achievement, but nature would say blooming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so same.
Mm-hmm.
So just thanking everyone and just inviting the seeking and the striving, the effort apps, just inviting them to rest. Sometimes all I say, if there's a little extra movement in the mind or some pressure inside, I just say, thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. And it all settles down.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I just said, thank you, I love you 3 times. And it's helping.
It's sweet. Like, all the space would do that.
Yeah, I know. It's so wonderful to be on the call again with you. I'm just a lot of the past learnings are being refreshed, and I'm enjoying that. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for being this big heart that's
mm-hmm.
shepherding your beautiful family.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Much love to all of you and Christine.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you. I love you. Thank you, everyone on the call. Thank you. Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
It's Marty.
Hey, Marty.
Hi. I just wanted to ask you kind of a very short question. Might not have a short answer, but I've been noticing in the world that I've been getting very angry and very frustrated lately with. There's one particular theme that seems to really bother me more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be really in my field right now that I'm really picking up on. And it's when I witness people being just having disregard for one another, or just sort of, you know, you might see it in traffic, or you might see it just, you know, out in public places where people just, you know, run into each other, you know, don't say anything, or just step in front of each other, or just when they don't acknowledge each other.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to happen to me. It gets a little bit worse when it happens to me. I feel a little bit more of a charge, but when I see it happening to somebody else, if I see somebody else cut in front of somebody in traffic, I might find myself reacting to that too and feeling some
frustration. Yeah, so this is a beautiful aspect of humanness that's coming to sit with you. I mean, it's not
okay.
Beautiful on the surface. But let's liberate it, because it's one of the main tensions in the human field, disrespect. Does that resonate?
Yes.
And it's natural for naturalness or presence to have an aversion to disrespect, because who we are is just a deep, deep and true respect. So just honor that you have an aversion to disrespect. Just take a moment to agree with that.
Yes. You can feel a little bit of softening around that.
Say again?
I can feel some softening now.
Some softening, yeah. I like to always honor where I'm at, so to speak, or where my apps are at. Because aversion has so much truth in it. Like aversion is saying about disrespect, that's not natural. And we're going, yeah, you're right. That's not healthy. You're right. So maybe we could invite disrespect and respect to come sit with you. Because respect is honored, but disrespect is sort of like the black sheep of the family. So we want it to know it can come sit as well. Does that resonate to bring them together?
Yes.
Okay. So respect and disrespect are welcome here. Come rest. And how does your body-mind respond to even imagining sitting with disrespect?
I don't have, I don't seem to have any resistance to it.
Oh, very good. Yeah, and maybe we could show disrespect its true nature, because it has a lot of frustration and suppressed anger in it. So if we liberate it here, meaning in this satsang, in your heart, it'll relax it pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, as I sit with this, I'm noticing that I seem to have more of an aversion to my reaction to disrespect than I do to it.
I see. Yeah, so honoring the reaction now. It's like a backup protection, isn't it?
It's a reaction that seems to invoke a sense of shame or wrongdoing.
Okay. So then the reaction itself, it has some suffering in it, right?
Yes, it would. It would appear as though it's it has a lot of pain within it.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to invoke this sort of sense that if you know this feeling that oh, that's just another way in which I fail myself and I fail humanity when I get into that reaction.
Oh. Yeah, but that's the mind is not being helpful with that projection on you. Just your willingness to sit with all of this is compassion itself, and also it's just the way of the heart. So just take a moment to honor yourself, because thought is just projecting a deficiency on you, the wholeness.
Yeah, I see. I really like the way you said that.
Mm.
It's as if thought needs to find a deficiency, and therefore it finds it in me, or it finds it in somebody else.
Yes, and that way it maintains perception of other and the felt sense of separation and distance to be safe. Lots of strange survival strategies in that, but not personal to you at all. That's always the good news. They're all just apps that come with the body, like on a phone. Yeah, so just thank all that. You can just give a sort of a universal blessing to all those movements.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you're just granting everyone universal amnesty and inviting them to rest. Like all the servants, the inner servants, are free to rest. They also were innocently trying to serve.
So it doesn't have to be harmful to mankind or myself if I feel those feelings arise of reaction to
yes.
This phenomenon.
Yeah. At this point, they're just seeking their freedom, a blessing from you. They're not coming really for role play or to harm. Like
okay.
Reactivity itself is sort of saying, help, help, help. I have this habit. I don't know how to get out of it.
Yeah. I can really work with that.
Very nice. Thank you for including those in your inner sangha.
Oh, thank you so much, Pamela.
That's
great. It really
here.
Helped. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Pamela?
Yes?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. I have a question, and I feel it has to do with experiencing a lot of pain in my body for quite a while, and I am going to be having surgery in December, to hopefully help one part of it, but it's kind of, you know, it's different things. And so part of me, you know, in terms of working with this, part of me feels, you know, some understanding around why it's happening, you know, and how it can really deepen my spiritual practice, and it has. And I kind of feel like there's something I'm not getting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just ask it inside, what would satisfy everything forever? We kind of want to cut to the chase, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... I hear you. And, yeah, I think on a somatic level, you know, it's hard. I mean, I can say on an intellectual level what that would be.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think there's some block or something to feeling it, you know.
Yeah, but now thank the block. This is really simple.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have to know anything, which is so great. So thank the block for protecting. We don't have to know what it's up to other than that. And just a few times. Just, oh, there you are. Thank you so much for protecting.
Yeah, tears are coming.
Yeah. And just even to anything that moves inside, thank you for serving and protecting.
Definitely some letting go.
Yeah.
Happening.
Just Papaji's gift, just thank you, I love you. And then all the old-fashioned services, they just unwind and rest. Because they were just contracting to protect innocent presence, to defend the stillness against perception of other or apparent threat, or for no reason, just a devotional worry. And now go rest in the right side of the chest. This is a gift from Ramana. Rest, rest, rest. From the deep rest arises all beauty, peace, and what we all call resolution. As a friend of mine once said, it all resolves, dissolves, and is solved in stillness.
So just anything that moves, just thank you, there you are. Help it discern a little bit. Honoring the body also as a field of intelligent presence. Would that be all right?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, dear.
Thank you.
Oh, much love and much gratitude to you for giving Satsang insight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And our timelessness for today is apparently going to rest now. So I'm going to return the hosting of this exquisite gathering of sages back to Kate of East Bay Open Circle with much gratitude.
Thank you, Pamela. And thank you, everyone, for gathering together and
thank
also
you,
for your patience. Can you hear me?
I can. And you can unmute us all so we can say adieu.
I am indeed. Yes, I did want to just let everyone know, though, that you would be joining us for same time, same place on the 30th of November and also in December on the 14th and the 28th.
Wow.
It'd be lovely for folks to join us then. And I will unmute everyone so we can say goodbye to one another and to Pamela. And
thank
again,
you.
December.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, Pamela.
Love.
Much love.
Much love to you.
Much love.
Much love.
Much love.
Much love.
Much love.